I have to say. Okay. Okay, so first, good morning. It's a big source to be in Chavura. The people who are devoting their time to Lan Torah. I don't know why Harav Sher Schlitter is inviting me to speak. There's so many Talmid Chachamim here who can do a better job. But it says, Ein Misarvin LeGadol. You cannot have to say no. So he said yes. Believe it or not, I want to speak today about Sfiras HaOmer. Strange, no? Shvat.
Not really, because today we're starting a Hilchas Pesach Shir.
Oh, really?
So it's not so strange.
not so far off. I'll explain what I mean at the end. It says in this week's parsha, Vayomer Moshe Elohim, Zochor es hayom hazeh asher yetzos Mitzrayim. You have to remember the day that you came out of Mitzrayim. Always, you know, Parsha Zohar is Chias Amorek. But the first Parsha Zohar in the Torah is really to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And during the weeks that we're going through now, Torah deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim, especially Parsha's Boy. What is interesting is that Zohar is really conveyed to us by Loshen Yochid. Single language. The six things that we are supposed to remember every day, some people say it after davening, Sheshchiros, Zohar. If you look carefully there, you'll also find that the language is a single language. All of them. Tizkor, Zohar, Zohar, it's always single. Aseres HaDibros, all the Aseres HaDibros are taught as B'Loshen Yochid. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks the question, why is it that it's B'Loshen Yochid? Zohar gives a fascinating answer. Zohar says that the ultimate unity in Klal Yisrael was reached during Matan Torah. And Klal Yisrael never got back to that level. So therefore, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael B'Loshen Yochid, not B'Loshen Lamed. One thing we know clearly, that remembering is a big yesod in Torah. Zohar, Zohar, the story about that elderly fellow went to get a annual checkup. The doctor came afterwards and reported him. He says, sir, sorry to inform you that you got two major problems. One is that your heart is completely dysfunctional and may collapse any time. The other one is that your memory is going. So the first says, memory, shmemory. The main thing is I heard from you that my heart is fine. So, but memory is really a very important tool that the Torah uses all the time. Yishomer lechopen. Yishomer lechopen tishkach. Maybe you'll forget. So I'd like to really explain and maybe delve into the Zohar, what the Zohar is saying a little bit deeper. In this week's parsha, we find, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael about Korban Pesach, so it says over there, Dabru al kol aras Yisrael leimor v'osu al ha-chodesh hazeh, v'yikhu lachem ish sel v'yis ovo ish sel ha-bois, v'im yim at ha-bait mi yoyis b'yisel. If you will not have enough people in the household for a lamb, you should take he and the neighbor that is close to his house. Okay, we all know this possible. The question is, why is the emphasis on who ushcheinu? So it says in Mechilta de Rabshim Berchoi, it says, V'chol kach lo yidibo toro alav neidak yisholom, shelo yeodo maniach lo yavu ushcheinu. The Torah, really, every letter in the Torah, every ois, every keser, every tag, Abba Kiva was derish kili tili shalal ochas. So if the Torah spends a good few words on this Indian, must be a very choshev Indian, says the Mechilta Rav Shimon, and the Torah spends those very precious words to teach us, Nidaki Sholoi, Shelo yodam aniach loy avu yishchayna. A person shouldn't let go of his friends and his neighbors, Makirov, Miudov, those who are close to him. He goes and makes Pesach with strangers. That's not proper. It's very important to feel unity and create relationships that last. The very beginning, the foundation of Klal Yisrael says it's very important to care about your neighbor. It's important. Make him part of your family. That's the message, says Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. So I'd like to really explore a little bit of how far that goes in the whole Indian of understanding Yetzias Mitzrayim. Actually, in Parshas Ro'eva, in previous week Parsha, we see another thing. I'm going to bombard you with a number of questions on last week's Parsha, and then try to figure out how we can all really put it together with one central theme. Last week's parsha it says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, re'ein esaticho elikim leparoi, ve'aroi nochicho yeh nevi'echo." Aaron, your brother, will be your representative. He'll be speaking for you. Question is, never Aaron nochicho. Aaron, your brother. You don't know that Moshe Rabbeinu had a brother by the name Aaron. Many times the Torah refers to Aaron. And here the Torah refers to Aaron nochicho yeh nevi'echo. And later on the Torah repeats it. A little later. Atu tedaber ve'aron ochicho yedaber paro. I counted in Sefer Shmois the 10 times the Torah mentions Aaron ochicho. What's it, this Aaron ochicho? What's Aaron? The Torah continues and elaborates on the yichus of a few shvotim. The Torah starts with Reuven in Parshas Vayero, and it ends with Levi. And then it tells us strangely about that Aaron's wife was the sister of Nachshon Ben Aminadab. And that Elozo married Mibnois Putil. It doesn't elaborate by the others. Maybe by Moshe Rabbeinu, by his parents, it's important for the Yichus to know. But it doesn't elaborate about the others, who the spouses were. What's the pshat? Another question. It says, later on the Torah continues in that parsha, in that segment, it says, who Aaron and Moshe? This was Aaron and Moshe presenting. Right? Wasn't before a speech. Was that right? Who Aaron and Moshe? And then the Torah repeats at the end, who Moshe and Aaron? Right? So, by the way, the questions that I'm asking, Shivim Panim Torah, there's many questions and many answers, Baruch Hashem. I'd like to point out the questions and then see if we can understand it from a different angle. Then the Torah says, Hey, Muhammad Dabin. They are the ones who spoke. Now, of course, we said before many times that because all time to speak. What's the emphasis of him on medabrin? And later on it says also medabrom el paro. Then the Torah says Moshe ben Shmoyim Shon. Moshe was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 years old. Now Americans like birthdays and dates, and so why is it important in this segment punct all of a sudden to speak about the age of Moshe and Aaron? Now we'll go to the next segment in Parsha Vayera and we'll see also strange things. It says V'omarto el Aaron kach esmatcho v'hashrech lifnei paro yehi lesani. Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron to take his staff, and he should perform a miracle. And what's going to be Mi'ilas Sani? Number one, what's wrong with Moshe's matir? Moshe's matir was already experienced before, he already turned into a nochosh. And then the Torah changes and says, Vayilas Sani. What's the Sani? What's wrong with nochosh? So Rashi says, Tanin is nochosh. Many Mefarshim say that Tanin is nochosh amayim. It's a snake that lives in the water. But why change? What happened to the nochosh? All of a sudden, tanning. And then the Torah continues to talk it. Vayaske, vayashkachan, matur, vayi lesanin. Again, lesanin. If Tanim is Nachash, I'll say something Nachash. How do you say Tanim? Everything is for a reason, obviously. And that's a Vayivla Matei Aaron is Matoisom. The staff of Aaron swallowed the staffs of the Chartumim Mitzrayim. Chazal say actually that happened after it turned into a snake, then it swallowed them, not while it was a snake. Interesting. So why? Okay, there are many questions, but I'd like to really solidify and to really get to the point. If someone wants to summarize Yetzias Mitzrayim, one needs to understand Golus Mitzrayim. So we want to summarize and understand the mechanism of Golus Mitzrayim and the mechanism of Geulas Mitzrayim, we'll find, by the way, between the Golos and Geulah is only an Aleph difference, right? The Aleph, the Chod, the Borei Olam, from Golos turns to the Geulas. But Al Kofonim, the idea of Golos, Yisrael the Mitzrayim, started with one major event. And that event was centered around Sinas Achim. And brothers hated each other. Of course, needless to say, you're talking about Shiftei Kor, you're talking about great people. It's not our hatred and our level. But nevertheless, the Torah says, Vayishnu Ro Yisrael. His brothers hated him. How did it come about? Because he bought the Bosom Ro, spoke negatively. And again, of course, Yosef HaTzadik meant well, needless to say. But nevertheless, what happened was, there was it evolved to Sinas Achim. Now we'll begin to understand also that the Geula of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim must come through an extreme opposite of Sinas Achim, and that's Avas Achim. We'll follow through and we'll see how it goes. How many brothers participated in the Mechiras Yosef? 10. 10 brothers. Some more active and some more passive, as Chazal tell us. We said before that the Torah says 10 times in Sefer Shmois, there's a few other mentions in other Sforim, but in Sefer Shmois say 10 times Aaron Achicha. A little hint of Asoro Achim. But when the Torah starts enumerating and elaborating on the yichus of Moshe and Aaron, so the Torah starts with Shevet Reuven, and it continues with Shevet Shimon, and then Levi, and then it stops. If you're counting the yichus of Klal Yisrael, why not continue? And we ask, why is it that Nachshon ben Aminadav is mentioned there, and why Bnei Sputir? So if you'll see more carefully that the MS, the active partners in Mechiras Yosef that the Torah speaks about, are really five. Reuven is mentioned, Shimon and Levi, and Yisho Lochiv, and Yehuda, and Yosef himself. Chazal said that he was a gromer. Because of his Dibosom Ro, it triggered the whole thing of Sinas Achim. All of them are mentioned in this Yichus Parsha. Some directly and some less directly. Yehuda is mentioned with Nachshon ben Aminadav, that Aaron married Nachshon ben Aminadav's sister. Yosef is mentioned in a hint, Mipnei Kvodei, also because he married into Bnei Sputir, but also Yosef. Now, to point him, one thing is clear, that there is here a central theme, and that is Ahavas Achim versus Sinas Achim. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were chosen to be those who deliver Klal Yisrael out of Golos Mitzrayim is because they exhibited an extreme Ahavas Achim. The chait of Mechiras Yosef, Bodan was in Bemoyach ubelev. In the Machshove, the Rodan Lemisser, the brother Yosef. And in the Regesh, in the feeling, it says, Avol Hashemim Anachnu. We are guilty that Leishomanu, Abitzor Astar, Ishanu, Eleni, Veloishomanu. We didn't listen to him. There's a chet, the Machshove, and a chet, the Regesh, the Leiv. Says the Sochat Shever Rebbe, the Shem Yishmuel, that Moshe is keneged Amoyach. Moshe's greatness, of course, he was a great person in Chesed Na'aveh too, but the emphasis was on Torah, on Machshove, says the Shem Yishmuel. The emphasis of Aaron was Leiv. Moshe is Moyach, and Aaron is Leiv. And together, both had tremendous Avas Israel, and tremendous care for others. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu took care of the Mitzri who hit the Jew, Ivri Me'echov. Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom v'Oyev Shalom. But that's towards others. But between the two of them, there were tremendous Abba v'Achvo. Moshe was the younger brother. Aaron was the older brother. So the Torah emphasizes, Moshe ben Shmayim Shalom. He was 80 years old. He was the younger one. And Aaron was Shalosh Shmayim Shalom. How would the older brother feel when the younger brother chose to be a leader when he can do the same? Says the Torah, interestingly, that when it says, Aloi Aaron ochicho alevi, yodati, ki daber yedaber, veroacho, vesomach beliboy. Very interesting passage. Because Shmuel told Moshe Rabbeinu in the very beginning of the story, you should know, and he complained he couldn't speak, Aloi Aaron Ochicho HaLevi. What's going on? What does the Torah say? Ochicho HaLevi. We don't know from Shevet Levi. Zog the Torah is saying, Aaron Ochicho. He's your brother. He's a Levi. Levi was one of the instigators of Mechilas Yosef. You be mesakim the chet yodati, I know, ki daber yodaber. Veroacho, vesomach, not only doesn't have jealousy, he has tremendous pride and happiness that you were chosen to be the man of Israel. So in Mele, perhaps the 10 times that the Torah says, Aaron Achicho in Shmoistake is connected to 10 Shvotim. But when the Torah emphasizes, Heima Medabrim, what Heima Medabrim, of course we know that he spoke, because the Mechilas Yosef came through the koyach adibur, vayoves dibosom ro mitzad Yosef, and the brothers velo yochlu dabroi lesholoim. They couldn't speak to him. There was some sort of a terrible problem with communication due to sin, due to hatred. So we understand now what the pshat heima medabrim. Aaron symbolizes the extreme ahave, the extreme love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Enochaname, both of you were chosen. But I want you to tell Aaron to take his matter. In Ahave, in Leiv, he is greater than you. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekabo. Tell Aaron he should do it. He should do it. Why by Yilisanim? What happened by Yilisanim? What happened to the Nochosh? It's really fascinating. It says in the Novi that Mitzrayim is a tamim ha-godoy. Mitzrayim is the ultimate tamim. What's tamim? Nocho shamayim. The old Chaner says in reference to a different thing that the nocho shamayim was created before nocho shayabosho, because the nocho shamayim was created on Thursday with the dogim, and the nocho shayabosho was on Friday. So in other words, that nochosh Hayabosho of the dry land was really a copy of the Nochosh HaMayim. The original Nochosh was Nochosh HaMayim. It says in Sforim that Tanim, the Nochosh HaMayim, Tanim, the snake of the water, is Achzori Shebebal Chaim, is the most cruel of all animals. What's the pshat? Mitzrayim, Atamim Agodol, not Stam, the ultimate cruelty. Moshe Rabbeinu came and complained to Paro about Klal Yisrael. He says, L'chul Lesiv Lo Yisrechem, go suffer. Hear what a king says, go, go suffer. I'm not interested. The Achzorius of Mitzrayim, Zoychei Odom Agolim Mishokun. They were murdering people, kids, throwing into the river, putting them in the brick, all kind of horrible things. They care about animals more than they care about human beings. Reminds us a little bit of our generation. It's unbelievable what Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim is the epitome of cruelty of Achzorius. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, let the epitome of Rachmones and Ahava Sabriyo Isaro and Tamil Shalaka Oyev Sabriyo Isaro and Gavna Tero. Let the epitome of love come and fight the epitome of cruelty. V'ilesanin. And what happened? It became lesanin. And then, V'ivla Mate Aronis Matoisom. It says in Shir HaShirim, Maim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lechavo Isesavo. Much water cannot really extinguish the love. Mayim could be mayim toivim and mayim oroim. The iglu lemukoy mayim oroim, the losh in Masechet Shabbos. Mayim is spirituality. It could be negative and positive. But there's always spiritual negative. So mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabo yisus ha'avo. They couldn't extinguish the ha'avo of Aaron HaKohen. The koyach of conditionless Ahavo of Aaron overcame the Achzorius of Mitzrayim. And together between Moshe and Aaron, Heim HaMedabrim, they were besang the Koyach HaDibur, who Moshe and Aaron, Aaron and Moshe, they felt equal, even though everyone had different minds, they were not jealous of one another. That's the soil of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Shechena HaKohev El Beisoy. Shem Yishmuel, the Sefer Yevamim continues actually, and he says that that's why Shira is given to the Levim, because by the Urim Vetum it says Alev Aaron. Aaron is Kuloy Lev, and Shira singing has to do with the Lev, and that's why says the Sefer Shevet Rebbe that it belongs to the Levim. There's a lot to speak about. This is really fascinating. The whole parsha fits in so well. We'll understand why the tanning and not the nochosh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the miracle for Klal Yisrael, but the nochosh was sufficient. But he wanted to show us that tanin is greater. The sin and the krumkeit and the evil is stronger by Mitzrayim than any other. So Mele Klal Yisrael, the epitome of Gdusha, had to be dafke in the epitome of Achzorius of Tumah Mitzrayim, and come out of there. That's the soil of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'd like to now go back to Sfiras HaOmer. What's the shot of Sfiras HaOmer? What's the shot of Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer is that we bring a Minchas HaOmer. The Omer is barley. Everybody says droshes about Machal Be'Omer. It's all Chazal. Kulom Gdoshim, Kulom Divrei Elokim Chaim. But the question really is not so much addressed of why is it an Omer? Why is it a bundle? And the answer is that Klal Yisrael started to bond before the Yechidim. They started to bond with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sfiras HaOmer, we count towards the bonding. Omer is a bundle, right? Ma'amer, a bundle. The kibbutz, the togetherness started. And what Klal Yisrael counts to Matan Torah, what the Zohar HaKadosh says before, that Kulom, Kelei Vechad, the unity was really reached the highest point, was started with Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer then is symbolic of the unity of Klal Yisrael that prepares us to Kabbalas HaTorah, as we said, the Aseres HaDibros was Beloshen Yochid. Chazal say, I want to conclude, Chazal say that somebody wants to be Nitzel Mechevel HaMashiach, should be Oisek B'Toiro B'Gmilas Chasodim. Look, there's many other things. There's avoid. Okay, why is Torah Gmilas Chasodim emphasized more than anything else? But if we will carefully listen to what the Torah says, we'll see that, of course, the Yetzias HaGolos today is just like Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Golos today was because of Sinas Chinom. And there was belayv, the machshavu belayv. Say Chazal, if somebody wants to be nitzel nechevel Mashiach, he asks b'teire, Moshe Rabbeinu, u'gmilas chasadim, like Aaron HaKohen. That's the only answer, to come out of Golos, especially when the Golos was triggered through Sinas Chinom. I want to share with you maybe 2 hours for you left on time.
Plenty.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you, we talk about the epitome of achzorius. What is Klal Yisrael? The epitome of rachmonis. Klal Yisrael rachmonim by shonim gochazan. Not only to Jews, even to my soil. I'll share with you an amazing story that I heard from a young man in Lakewood. Again, the story has a number of versions. I know clearly that the core of the story is true. It's printed in a very reliable safer, a small contrast that I know from Berech Hoshev Yid, who witnessed that or know it firsthand. It doesn't make a difference, but the point is really so powerful. I will repeat to you the version that I heard. There was a Jew in Mount Vernon, New York. His name was Meir Feist. Meir Feist was a person who didn't have much mishpacha. I don't know if he was a Holocaust survivor, but the story was, he was also crippled, he was on a wheelchair, but he was also a big Talmud Chacham. He loved learning Torah, and he was a businessman, he was a successful businessman. So, when he retired finally, he decided he's moving to Lakewood. He wanted to be among Bnei Torah. He moved to Lakewood. I don't know if he had an apartment in the dormitory, right next to the dormitory, but he became part of the yeshiva. He ate with them, he learned with them. The Olam in Lakewood, at that time was a few hundred people, they loved him. They probably loved the mayor. After a few years, 8 years, or 10, I don't remember exactly how many years, he got sick, was nifter, funeral. Who is coming to the funeral? His mishpacha was Lakewood. So they were masked with him. And during the funeral, there's a fellow there with blue jeans, long hair, doesn't look part of the crowd. I believe that didn't look too Jewish either. And he's there and he's listening to the eulogies. And right away he starts to cry. And he cries bitterly. Mamash, like more than a son would cry over his father. Strange scene. Okay, after many eulogies, the Levaya goes on. So one of the Ingelai was very curious to what's the story of this guy. So he comes over to him and says, you know, how in the world did you know the Rabbi? Why did he cry over him so much? So the guy turns to them and he says, you guys think you know this fellow? I'm from Mount Vernon. I know this fellow. He was not a human being. He was more than an angel. Really? He says, I'll share with you one story for you to understand what I mean. He says, well, the story goes that one night Meir Feist was sitting and learning in his house. It's a nice house, it was a wealthy person. And in his wheelchair learning, about midnight, all of a sudden he hears a bang. And the glass door is broken. And a fellow comes in with a gun, points at his head and he said, so, your money or you're dead? The mayor didn't lose his cool. He says, okay, I'll lead you to my kasefa, to my safe. Okay. So, he wills himself. As he's willing himself to the safe, he sort of turns to the fellow and says, you know, excuse me, but you look, I think you're distraught. You're bothered. Is there anything I can do for you? I says, man, you're crazy. Your money or you're dead. Okay. Goes, opens up the safe. He empties out into the sack. And as he's about to leave, so the mayor says to him, you know, you have my money. You see, I'm not interested in anything else. I just, if you have a problem, I can help you. I'd like to help you with it. And at that point, the guy breaks down. He puts the gun on the table and says, man, are you really mean it? You want to help me? So the rabbi said, yes, sure, I'd love to. He says, you know, in my life, no one ever asked me this question, not my father, not my mother. You want to help me? Yeah. He says, now it's not the time. Since you're too excited. Whenever you're ready, you come to me, I'll try to help you. The guy takes the money. He goes away. A week or so later, whatever, I knock on the door. So you recognize me? Okay, forget him. If I guess the trauma. Okay. Yes. How can I help you? He says, sit down. And the guy starts telling him about his life, he's a drug addict, and he had a terrible childhood, his parents were crazy, whatever. And he says, I want so badly to be a normal person, but I can't. I always constantly, I rob people, then I run out of money, then I go, the cycle, you know. The rabbi says, okay, are you really willing to really get out of this cycle? He says, yes, absolutely. After I heard what you said, yes, I'm interested. Anyway, the rabbi, to make a long story short, arranged for him a rehabilitation center, paid a good few $1,000 for him. After a couple of months, he came out, he arranged for him a job, he didn't go, he lent him money to start his own little business. And he started, today he says, that person is a very wonderful citizen contributing to society. That's the rabbi, he says, that I know. Tell me, is he an angel or not? And by the way, he turns to him and says, the fellow is me. I am the one. He was more than a father to me. That's why I came and I cried at his funeral. Because he really was more than my father. That's a pshat. I mean, this is a madrega that we can't even fathom. Because he's robbed and he's thinking about the robber who is an idiot. As a Russian Russia. But what's going to be with him? What do we say in Olenu Shabeach every day? Yakiru v'yedu kol yoishvei sevel. Laach v'zilecho kol rishei oretz. I mean, I spoke it once in a mother knows that children never invited me back. So, what's the chance? It's mavet la'aravim business. What are we, are we going down to that level? Mavet la'teroristim? No, maybe. Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKoyin. Oyev Shalom. Oyev Shalom. Afil ha'goyim. Benedav Kishon. היום אצל המלכים דחייס בזמן הזה there's so many opportunities for מחלקס and for sinner for this is ממש the mark of the door. People wonder about all the tzores, it's written on the wall, it's clearly part of it, at least the sinner's achim. It's a terrible thing to worry and to care about. I'll share with you one more story, a really fascinating story that happened to me with Reb Shlomo Volbe Zatzal. I never met Reb Shlomo Volbe before, but my daughter lived next to his ankle. Somehow I needed to ask him something. She arranged for a meeting. It was about a half a year, just before he got sick. So I went to meet Reb Shlomo Volbe. Had a shaila with Kiruv and the universities. I don't remember exactly the Nakuda. So I come, he welcomed me. He's a warm, beautiful man. He's a very saintly person. We sit in the shmuz. 10 minutes into the shmuz, Reb Shlomo turns to me and he says, Ich will euch fragen, I want to ask you, ihr weißt, bei was Moschiach kommt nicht? Do you know why Moschiach is not coming? I look to them, I'd be the millionaire if I would know. So he says, Ich will euch sagen, bei was er kommt nicht. I will tell you why he's not coming. Weil mit tut nicht in Kiruv Rechoikin. Because you don't do in caring about others just to be mekar of them. Ober ihr mit doch fragen, you're going to ask, wie tut doch, ja, das organizations that do. Sag ich euch, as is sehr wenig, mit tut nicht genug. It's too little, you're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. And then he says to me, wollt ich gewen, if I would be 20 years younger, I would close all my shiurim normally, I would go knocking door to door and says, Yidin, the Tate Vatvaif. That's what I would do. Ober ich bin schon zu alt. I'm already too old. I can't do it anymore. That's what I would do. So we continue the conversation. 10 minutes later, he stops again. And the same thing, it was bizarre. He stops again. Sagt mir, ihr weiß, was Moschiach kommt nicht? Ich will euch sagen. Again. And again, same thing. We spoke again for another 10 minutes. And again he stops. 3 times in a half an hour. And then he goes out to the bookcase and he says to me, Ich hab geschrieben, I wrote a book on Kiruv Rechoikin. I didn't know. In Kessel, forgot the name of it. It's not so well known. Shlomo Volbe wrote a sefer of the shmuzen he gave to Chayalim after 1967 till the government stopped it. They didn't let rabbis to speak in the army anymore. And he gave me a matana. It made such an incredible impression on me. Forget about the question I wanted to ask him. Message. You weiß, warum Moschiach kommt nicht. You know why? My boy said, it's Beyodeinu. Beyodeinu. The main thing is the sul meira l'chol apoches to run away from achloikes and zinas chinam, and certainly the asay toiv of reaching out to klal Yisrael. And really, things that you do here is really my asod minos bechemem shiach. Teiro, minos chasodim, dibuk chaverim, all those things. This is really what will help us, Be'ezus Hashem, to see uvolatir and goyel b'meir b'meinomim.
Amen.